kolshu. Who are then allowed to make the mechitzes? As wide as you want, as far as you want, you can make nice long mechitzes. Drasha laharcha kolshu, kol masha b'li balasas hekev godul. As much as big as you want to make the hekev, you can make the mechitzes, like picture 5. It goes as far away as you want from the bor. Abdi yav mechitzes all around it. Over here there's a tanai though, obovad sheyarba bapasin. I'll call upon him in between the diyumdin, avad you have to have pasim also in between. Because if you don't have pasim, we're saying, any time the Pesach, almost according to Rav Meir, is more than 10 amos, it's called the pirtzah, it's not mutter anymore. So the Pesach opening always has to be less than 10 amos. I hear you want to make the mechitzas 50 amos long. How do you do with it? Every 10 amos, you have to put another pas. You have to put another mechitzah, 1 amah wide, 10 tefachim high, then go space another 10 amos, another mechitza, another one, another one. So as far as you want to keep on going, or bavad that you put pasim in between, like picture 5. Bavad sheyabe bepasim. Yeah. And according to Reb Meir, every 10 amas you have to put a pas. According to Reb Yehuda, every 13 and a third amma you have to put a pas. So drash bavad sheyabe bepasim, the choma demarchik mibor, as far the further you go from the bor, is magdo revach. You make the revach shebein dumid le dumid. The shear becomes bigger between one end to the other end. Mele v'tzorach laharbois b'pasin. You have to put more pasin there. Ach lo yehei ben poshut l'poshut, or ben poshut l'dyumid, yoysim miyud amas. There can't be any space wider than 10 amas. L'Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir Shita, oy miyud yumal amos shlish l'Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda Shita. Vaita, Reb Yehuda roimer ad v'sosayin. Reb Yehuda says no. When you want to make the mechitzas very wide, far away from the bor, so even though you make the right share of mechitzas, you put a pas in between, but you can't make the inside area more than a beis hasayim, more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Once it becomes more than a beis hasayim, it has a din of a karmelis again, that you're not allowed to be metaltu there. Why? Because we had before that the din is anytime you have mechitzas, that's not hukuf ladira, you don't live inside the mechitzas, the rabbanan made a din more than beis hasayim, there's no heter to be metaltu. You're only allowed to be metaltal up until a base of Sayyim. More than a base of Sayyim has din of a karmelis. Like we said, like a park. If you have a park and it's more than base of Sayyim, since people don't live there, there's no hetter to metaltal if it's bigger than a base of Sayyim. So if you don't, so what's in this dumit here? What do you get? What do you have inside here? Just the water. That's not called the makam dira. So therefore, if the mechitzas become bigger than base of Sayyim, it's a karmelis, it's aser. So if you don't, it's only mutter to make the mechitzas wide up until a beis hasayim. Add beis hasayim. You can't make it wider than a beis hasayim. Omru loy, the rabbanan is back to Yehuda, no? Loy omru beis hasayim. It's not true, there is such halacha that the mechitzas can't be wider than a beis hasayim, but they only said that halacha ela legina. Gina means like an open park. A gina, open just where you have vegetables growing there. Nobody lives there. A gina means your garden. If you have a nice open garden, nobody lives there, then it's true. You have mechitzas more than a base of Sayyim, but the Rabbon is called the Carmelis. Who are dinu l'karfif? Karfif Rashi says that's a mokum where you store your wood. Rashi l'ginu l'karfif, shein hakefil adira. These mechitzas are not made to live inside it. Karfif is hekiv godu, it's a big mechitz around, chutz liyir outside the city, lach nisham eitzim liyotza, that's where you store your wood. You have a storage to keep the wood there, so you make big mechitzas outside the city, but you don't live there. So since you don't live inside those mechitzas, if the mechitzas are less than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, you're allowed to be metaltal inside it. Once the mechitzas are wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, more than the base of Sayyim, the Rabbanan gave it a din like a caramelist. So that's true by Yegin and Lekarfif. Avalim hoya deer. But let's say you have a place where your animals live there. So Rashi Mhoyish deer means Rashi Shal Behemoth. You have the corral for Behemoth. Shoisin v'sodesh, you make in the fields. Hayoim kan v'ayoim kan, you want your animals to live one place today. Kedei lezabel digloli abhemus, you want the manure to come out of the behemah. Kedei to mezabel v'sodesh, so you want your behemus to live in one place. So the behemus live inside the mechitza, that's called hukaf ladira. Hu adin oi siher, siher z'drashi lebehemah shalir. It's also a corral where you want your behemus to live, but it's a corral where people live inside the city. See how's your picture? Yeah, picture 8, all right. That's the seer inside the city. It's inside the city. It's also a corral, though, where behemoths live. So we hold, this is called hukuf ladira already. Oy muksa, or also muksa, that's called, the backyard is called a muksa. That's a picture 9. We have a house. The backyard is always called a muksa in the Gemara, and the front yard is called a chutz in front of the house. Hey, oy muksa, or else the backyard. Oy chutz, or else the front yard. is the lochem afilu beis chameshes kurim. Even if the mechitzas here are very, very wide, the mamish even chamesh kurim afilu beis asara kurim mutter. No matter how wide you want to make the mechitzas here, still it's mutter. Since lemaisa people live inside these mechitzas that you live inside, that there's no shir. You can make as big as you want. The melos of rabbanon hold that who adin by pasi birois. That like Rashi says, look at the bottom Rashi. Rashi b'chotzer shelefnei habatim yechotzer in front of the house. The chol hani, all these by behemoth live there, or your backyard or front yard is called hekef from the dira. The mechitzas are there that you could live inside it too. Now the hani pasi birois, the same thing. The mechitzas around the bor nami. Since a person could drink this water, it's drinkable water even for a person. That's called the tashmish for a dira, even though you're not living there. As the rabbanon holds, it doesn't have to be hekif that you live there, but a bi, you could have tashmishim there. You could do something there that's going to serve you. So since by being in these mechitzes, it serves you, you could drink the water there, that's also called hukuf l'dira. Therefore, no matter how wide you want to make the mechitzes, you can make the mechitzes as wide as you want. So advaita, umuta laharchiv kol shehu, ubavad sheyabe v'pasen. You can make the mechitzes as wide as you want, but providing there's no open space more than 10 amas. Every time you go 10 amas wide, you have to put another pas, another small mechitza there, which is only 1 amma wide, and that's mutter. So that's the din of the Mishnah, that you have this chiddush of pasi birois, that you can make these mechitzas rabbanim will make here in order for the oily regolim. So the Baal Tosfos talks out, Yisoyin Sigazachin, the first Tosfos speaks out, Oysar b'diyumdim, I v'hod yom l'yel hoch yagam rachmanu l'moshe le'tifretz ruba. We had before, loch l'moshe mitzinai, that you can't have more pirtza than mechitza. L'chura, these mechitzas here of diyumdim, you have much more pirtza than you have a diyumit. On each side, all you have is just 2 amas. You have 1 arm at the beginning, 1 arm at the end, and in between you have 10 amas pirtza. Because the says that pirtza is much more than the mechitza. I before, according to everybody, that was possible. We only passed before like our papa that pirtza ka'imid is kosher. But if you have more pirtza, we passed it was possible. See, every diumid is more pirtza. So Taisvis, hecha the lek is shom dal mechitzas. That's only there, we don't have 4 mechitzas kihocha. Doyel v'ikah v'chol tzad amamikan v'yamamikan kosher pesach. Here, though, that you have 4 good mechitzas, a nam on one side, a nam on another side, gives it a shame you have a good mechitza here. So now the in-between space has a shame pesach, there's no psalm. His oimid mruba is only when you don't have 4 walls. When you have 4 walls, there's no such psalm. Yeah, then Tosfos another chiddush also. The next case, the Mishnah says, like in picture 5, if you want to make the mechitza spread out, the yetzer is in between each 10 amis, put a pas. How big is this pass? It's just an amma wide. It's right the next Tosfos. Why don't we say that the amma in between, on both sides, there are 10 amma space in between. So let's say the 2 sides, 10 ammas, amma vatel, the mechitz in between. So why don't we vatel each pass? How could the passim be good in between? There are only 1 amma, and the space is 10 ammas on each side. Let's say, also avira da hagis da hagis amma vatel, eh? And for Tzayiz Mashmas only a psalm with the Rabbonin. Or a melod legabi yoda regolam a kilu v'yuk midiraisa. That midiraisa by such you don't say that svaron. Midiraisa you have a mechitza, the avar can't be mavatlet. It's only a svaron the Rabbonin. And here we bout this a shalaf an oilu regal. The people used to go to oilu regal. They go up to with the animals. And they wanted to make it easier for them. So the Rabbonin will make a even though you have osia vira, the high gisa, here you don't say it's mavatlet mechitza. Another Tosfos says we actually the dafku b'shut in the rechov and amma le'arminim midirais less avirim. Also, only here where the each part is an amma wide, that's a chashav zach. You don't say also aviro my gisam high gisam. But it could be where it's less than an amma wide, just 4 tvachim. Maybe then you say midiraisa also aviro mavato both sides. So the gemara lechura lema masnisin like a chananya. Our mishnah lechura doesn't come out like chananya. The tanya we learned in a brisa oisin pasin lebor. You're allowed to make this chiddush pasin to bor. If you have a bor in Rishus Rabin, and the bor itself is a well of water that's Rishus HaYochid, you want to take the water up, you put these mechitzas around it to make even the outside of Rishus HaYochid. Hu adin v'chavolim l'shayor. We had yesterday, if you're out in the fields, and you want to encamp for Shabbos, you're allowed to make mechitzas all around you, just with chavolim. Just put 3 strings all around you within Lovid, 3 tefachim away, you have mechitzas with Orev alone. That's the din of the Tanakama. Now the Chanan Yoimer, Yishno Chavolim Labor. Whenever you want to be matir, take the water out of the bor, you bedavka have to have chavolim, you have to have strings. Avoloi pasim. Pasim does not help by a bor. In order to take the water out of a bor, there's no kula of pasim, you have to have strings. A good mechitza that goes all around it. So Chura Mishnah is like Chananya. So the Marnein, Afilu Teim Chananya, bor lechud and be'er lechud. Here the Brice is talking about a bor. A bor, there Chananya says, it doesn't know pasim. Our Mishnah Be'erois, Oysen pasim le'be'erois, that means a bear. A bear means a living spring. So Trashi, what's the chilek? Trashi bor, mayim chunosim. That means a homemade of ditch of water. The avidi the paski, it's only to stop having water. There's a new kula the Rabbanu will make to be matter with such mechitzas, like Tosis spoke out. Really, it's poritz meruba, or it's osi avira, the high gison. The Rabbanu will make with such mechitzas as the yumdim. Just to have an L shape on all four sides, the Rabbanu will make. Why would they make? Because they want the behemoth to have water to drink. But if you have a bor, which is a man-made ditch that has water, we're afraid maybe the water will dry up and there won't be any more water there. So therefore, they weren't makel by a bor. Ma'ashen came be'er, so Rashi, that's mayim chayim. That's a living well that has living, live, running water. Or be royis to masnisin, midalai katoni boiris mayim chayim kamer. Since the Mishnah doesn't say boiris, though it says be'erois, Be'eros means a bear. That means living, running water. So running water there, we're not afraid it'll stop. We're not afraid it'll be posak. So then, Chananya is also masin. You could be matter with pasin. Because there it's a svarim, Mishamoy, there are golem, the Rabbanu will make it, always should have water to feed your animals. Ika the army, something like this. Me, the loikantani, since the Brisa doesn't say, Chananya oimer, oisin chavolim labor, upasim labear, is why didn't he say, Enechanami, maybe you don't make pasim for a boar, but for bear you could. So why did Chananya say that? Upasim lebor, lebear. Michlal, meher tzarayit, lechananya loishin a boar, for loishin a bear. Mashman is no chilek, whether it's a homemade ditch, or whether it's a living well, is it still chavolim in, you're only allowed to make good mechitzas from strings, that means a full mechitza, mashen ken pasim loy. Masher Pasim, we only have the Yumdin. You only have the four corners. You have an L-shaped mechitza, nama and nama. So all you have is just two amas on each side. And Mashma, that's no good according to Chananya. So the Chura Mishnah can't go according to Chananya. Mashma, even by the Eros, by a lebedik of water, still it's no good. So the Gemara name, as the Chura tomorrow, of a Zelema Maslisan, like Chananya. Our Mishnah, the Chura, does not come out like Chananya. So the Gemara, no. Even if you want to say our Mishnah comes out according to Chananya, and we're going at the same chiluk we said before, that when did it say it's no good only by a bor, by a homemade ditch, there we're afraid it'll dry up the water, there we weren't makel. But by a be'er, there he's maskim, by running well, he's maskim that water you couldn't make a pasim for. Or b'zoy the kashri is, why didn't Chananya answer back, you can make pasim for be'er? The Torah says, "Lamai de kama Tanakama kama hadilei." What the Tanakama was talking about? The Tanakama said a loshim to Tanya, "Oisin pasim labor." Hey, the Tanakama was talking about a bor. The Tanakama. Therefore, Chananya answers back to Tanakama and says, "You're talking about a bor. A bor means a homemade ditch. They should know the only heter is only chavolim, only to make good mechitzes with strings. But to make this diyumdim, there I hold it's no good because we're afraid maybe the water will dry up." But in the case of a be'er, we have a live, running well, there even Chananya is moida, like it says now Mishnah, you could make pasin, you could have this kula, just put mechitzas on all four sides of the be'er, and you could have Rosh Hashanah inside it. So kids, the Mishnah could come out according to Chananya. Right, the Lema Masisim like Rabbi Kiva. Or the Chura Mishnah comes out not like Rabbi Kiva. The Tanan. Echad der harabim, ubor harabim. Whether it's a bear that's a running well, her rabbin belongs to the rabbin, belongs to the Mishus rabbin, or bor her rabbin, who are then a homemade ditch, but it belongs to the rabbin, it's meant for the rabbin to use. Who are then be'er hayochid? If you have a well, a running well that belongs to a yochid, is alocha oisin lo pasin. You're allowed to make pasin to be matter to carry the water out of all these three things. Avo bor hayochid, ma'ashenkin, if you have a bor that belongs to a private person, then a bor means a homemade ditch that belongs to a private person, then the din is oisin loy mechitza kivoy asar tfochim divrei Rabbi Kiva. Then Rabbi Kiva says, no, there's no kula of pasin, since it's a bor that belongs to one person, we're afraid it's going to dry up. So mel, there's no kulu there to be samecha and pasin. There you have to have good mechitzes. Is the ilu hocha, Mashenk in our Mishnah says, ketani libirois, is mashma libirois in laboris light. Our Mishnah is mashma only to a bear, only to a well, do we have the head that to put pasin, to be maker with pasin. But mashma, the Mishnah doesn't say a word about a bor. Mashma bor, even if it belongs to the rabbin, still it's osir. As the Mishnah only says, oisim pasin libirois, only to a bear. So our Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, if you have a boar that belongs to a rabbin, it's also mutter. And our Mishnah is mashma only a bear is mutter. And the Gemara name, Afil Tamer Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah could also go according to Rabbi Kiva. No bear mayim chayim tipsika. If you have a bear, that means running water, well running water, tipsikale, that they're like it's 100%, it's okay. Loishna de rabbin, veloishna de yochid. It doesn't make a difference if it belongs to a rabbin, a lot of people, or it belongs to a yochid. The din is you are allowed to make pasin. Therefore, that's what our Mishnah says. Kirtoni, that's why the Mishnah says, oisin pasin libirois. When you have a bear, or running well, then no matter who it belongs to, you can make a pas. Ma'ashen kein bor. When you're talking about a bor, mechunosim, we're talking about the bor means the homemade water that's like a ditch. The leipsikale, here it's not 100% that it's always good, a pasin. Like a toni, like according to Rabbi Kiva, when is a bor good? Only if it belongs to a rabbin, belongs to a lot of people. If it belongs to a yochid, it's no good. So that's why our Mishnah doesn't talk about a bor. It only talks about things that's good according to all circumstances is good. Whether it's a rabbin, whether it's a yochid, it's good. Mashenkin a bor, that's a chilik between a rabbin and a yochid, the Mishnah doesn't talk about it. Ve'enachnami, it could be it is good. So Drashi, Be'er Drashi ha-yochid le'psikamaya, le'boris le'afil the rabbin. That's the kasha. Our Mishnah is mashma for a bor, even if it belongs to a rabbin, still it's no good. In the Mara name, Mechunosim le'psikalei, di'ika bor ha-rabbin the mahani, vi'ika bor the yochid le'mahani, like a toni. That's why it doesn't say it. So the Chur is the Mara. Lema mas nisin to like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Of the Chur, our mission does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. The Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Reimer, ein oisin pasin elo leber ha rabin bovad. You only have this kula to make mechitzas around the bor to be able to pull the water up only if it's a bear. It has to be a running well, and plus the well has to belong to the rabin. That's the only time it's mutter. If the bear belongs to a yochid, then the rabban will not make it with this heter of pasin bovad. Is the ilu hocha, but now Mishnah says katoni libirois. The Mishnah says tam to mashm any type of a bear. Loish no the rabbim, loish no the yochid. Whether it belongs to a yochid, it's also mutter. So who does not like Reb Yehuda? Yehuda is mashm only that belongs to a rabbim, not to a yochid. So the Mara afilu tem Reb Yehuda ben Baba. It's no kasher. It's no raya. Maybe the Mishnah could even go according to Reb Yehuda ben Baba. But was zoy may birois. Why does the Mishnah say tam? You can make pasul libirois, which is mashm every type of a bear. So the Gemara means beroyis the alma. It means only a general category of a bear, of different bears. But which type of a bear? Only a bear. The rabbim, I'll tell you. And if I'm a bear that belongs to a yochid, maybe it's osir. Even though it says a lashon rabbim, it doesn't mean all types of bears. It only means like those types of bears that are mutter that belong to a rabbim. So Rashi beroyis the alma, avay beroyis koi. It's going on beroyis. Only on the rabbim, and only on the rabbim is like a mutter. But the bear that belongs to a yochid could be a saucer, like the Yudim and Baba Shitter is. So the more my diyumdin, how do we have this lotion of diyumdin? We're saying now, what does pasim mean? Make a diyumid. A diyumid means the mechitz looks like an L shape. A nama this way, and a nama going across. What's that? What's it called? Diyumdin? What's the lotion diyumdin? Om Rabbi Yimya ben Elazar, diyoy amudim. It means two mechitzes. Diyumdin means diyoy is two, and amudim means mechitzes. An L shape is like two mechitzes. One amma this way, one amma this way. No, it's one board, but since it looks like an L shape, it's called two mechitzes. That's the lashon of diyumdim. That you need four diyumdim. Right? The Mishnah says it looks like eight boards. It looks like eight mechitzes. Yeah. Right, I'll be to now. Tanan Hosam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ha-shisin peturin. All shisin apota, min ha-dmai. The Drashi, what shisin? Min ha-tenim, type of figs. Royas beard figs. The Yom of Masech the Brochus is Pturim Zakrashi Min Adamai. Means if you buy these figs off an Amoritz, you don't have to take off Maestris. Why? The Chivin, the Royal Saint, since they're very bad fruit, Lechas Alayu Amoritz V'Yisrim. The Amoritz doesn't have Rachmonis like the keeper for himself, so he doesn't care to take off Trumas the Maestris from it. So you can have one Zichah, the Amoritz took off Maestris from these bad pears. Chutz Min Adyufra. A chutz from this type of a fig, the Dyufra. Drashi Shuchoshiv. That's a chashuva of fig. My diyufra, why do they call these figs diyufra? That's what's magay to us. Hamarula, while it's an ilan, it's a tree, ha'isa diyoy peris, bashana. 2 times a year does it give off the figs. That's what's called diyufra, like lashon diyoy means two. It gives off 2 times a year these peris, these figs. Amr Rabbi Yemi ben Elazar, diyoy parts of ponim hoyla liyadam rishon. The first day when Adam Rishon was born, he was born with 2 faces. He had in front and in back a face. One was his face and one was Chava's face. Drashi diyoy right. So the Marsha Nema, the Pasuk says, O Chorva Kedim Surasoni. Hasten back of me and in front of me you created me. It means I had a face in front of me and he had a face in back of him. Shrashi ochor v'kevin surasoni melefnim umei ochor sarasli suras ponin. In front and in back of me, you gave me a face. Ksiv zatmar posik says vayivin Hashem alakim es atzela. Hakadosh Baruch Hu build from the tzela, from the rib, he build up Chava. Zat Rashi bein the rav bein the shmuel loshin tzodin. It's mashma side kemoyel is tzela hamishkan, the side of the mishkan. Now Rav and Shmuel samachlekas Rav and Shmuel chadama patzif. What did Hashem build? He took the back face of Adam Rishon and he built it into Chava. No, he took the tail off Adam Rishon and made it into Chava. That there was 2 faces and he took the second face to make Chava. I had in front and in back. My Ocho V'Kedem Tzurasoni, what does it mean you had a back and front? A zonif is not called a tzura. And the Gemara Kid Rabami, the Omer Rabami, Ochor L'Maisa Breshis, he was the last one in Maisa Breshis. A person, Odin, was created, Yoim Hashishi. The Kodam L'Pronis, but he was the first one to get his punishment. So the Gemara, how does this work out? Bishleim Ochor L'Maisa Breshis, he was the last one for Maisa Breshis, Tlayiv Riela Me'al Shabsom. He was only created on Friday, Erev Shabbos. Ela v'kodin l'pronius, he was the first one to get pronius, to get a punishment. Mahi, which punishment? Ilayim mishum klolo by chaven the nochush ho betchila niskalkolo nochush. Fakir, the first one to get a zaynish was the snake. Ulesayif niskalkolo chava, and after that chava got a klolo. Ulesayif niskalkolo adam. So vayit adam was the last one to get the pronius. So what do you mean he was the first one to get the pronius? Elul mabul. It means by the mabul. The pasuk says, "Vayimachas kol yakum asher al pnei adama meyodin viad behemah." That Adam was the first one to be wiped out. Then the behemah was wiped out by the mabul. So by the mabul, Adam was first. Pishleim lamandi yama parts of that with 2 faces. Haino dechsev vayitzar trei yudin. That Kodesh Baruch Hu created like plural. He created 2 faces. El lamandi yama zonif that Adam just had a tail in the back, and from that he created chavam my vayitza. What's the double lotion? 2 yuds. Could Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the Yom Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Oy li me yitzri, Oy vei from my yetzer, Oy li me yitzri, Oy vei from the Yebishter. So Drashi, Oy li me yitzri, means Hashem etzaruni im eser etzayn yitzri. On the tzad that I listen to Hashem, I do mitzvahs, Oy vei from my yetzer, and give me a lot of pech. Because my yetzer is kaseide, give me yisurin, don't do the mitzvahs. So like the same with Monashach, if you do the mitzvahs, Oy vei from my yetzer is going to give it to you. And fakert, if you don't, if you listen to the Yetzirah, you do the Averis, then oily me Yetzri, oyvei from the Eibishter. In Esther, it's sign Yetzri. If I'm going to listen to my Yetzirah, oyvei from the Eibishter. So that's his Lashon V'Yetzir from 2 Yetzirs, Mamonashech, you can have Tzoros. So my Bishlai Mulamandi, I'm a part of 2 faces, Hainu Dasiv, Zochron Akeva Borum. He technically created a Zochron Akeva. So Drashi Mashma Metchilas Briosoi, Hoy Zochron Akeva. Zochron Mitzad Zen, Akeva Mitzad Zen, then it's good. His mashmah, the Tchilas Abriya had a zocher in the keva. El leman diyom zon, if he had a tail, my zocher in the keva, borum. At the beginning, he didn't create in the keva, it was just a tail. The Teresizka Rabavua, the Rabavua Rami, yes, the Kasha, Ksiv, zocher in the keva, borum. Mashmah, he created both. Ksiv, another pasuk says, Pitzelim lakim, borum oisoi. Oisoi is mashmah, Rashi mashmah chad. He only created one, just other Mauritian. It's a teretz, Pitzchila also, mashavah li borish nine. Betchil the Ebishter wanted to create like a 2, Adam and Chava. Aber lebsoif lemais, when it came to creation, le nivra ele echad. He only made Adam Rishon first. And from the Zonav, he created Chava. Vishleim leman liyama parts of the 2 faces, haino de silva yiskor bosa dachteno. As after he cut off the back face, he had to put in mitzvah instead. El leman liyama Zonav, it was only a tail, maiva yiskor bosa dachteno. What do you have to put mitzvah in between there? You just cut off the tail and that's all. The Teretz is poshut. Om Rav Zvid, v'tem Rav Yim, v'tem bo Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, l'nitzchel l'mokim chatach. That I told upon him, you gave a kotzir. You cut off the tail. So the mokim, you cut off the tail. There, the Eibush had to put, like sewed up, put meat there to close it up. Bishtem l'man the yom is on, it was only a tail. Hainel, this is. Vayivan, that the Eibush had to create, build up chava. El l'man the yom apatsif, that there was a face was there ready. My vayivan, what does it mean he had to build? Skurta b'so shver. Rashi's my vayivan, b'nu yav yomedes oita. She was created. So here was mashm, all the Eibush had to do was just like slice them down in the middle. Poshut, all that was there was just the face was there. So even if you take off the face, you still have to create the rest of the body. The vice says it's not called vayivan, it's not called you have to create. Something was there ready. So it's shver, what's lashon vayivan? And the Gemara looks at Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. The Dorish Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Vayivan Hashem olakim es hatzela. The Eibishter built up the side of the rib. Melamed shekila kodesh baruch ulechava. That the Eibishter first kila grashi kliyasar. He braided her hair. First he braided her hair, and then he brought her to Odom. The Vilu Yodim Rishon. She came Bakarcha Yom on the other side of the ocean, currently Kliyosa Binyosa. They call Kliyosa braiding the hair a din binyan. And that's why in Shabbos also it's also to braid your hair, Mishumad Rabbonin, it looks like a binyan. But this pasuk, when you braid something, it has a din of binyan. Right, the Dovrach, another Pshat is, V'yivin Hashem Lekim, Omer Avchizda V'yamilo V'mastis Atona, Melamed Shabona Kodesh Baruch Hu L'chava K'binyin. The Eibush to create it Chava like a binyan oitzer, a binyan of a warehouse.